Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Thousands of dollars of guns were recovered, 37 actually, out of more than 40 that were stolen from the Patrick Thompson residence on Highway 5 north of Calico Rock a few days ago. According to Izzard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence, the guns, many of which were vintage, were found in a wooded area near the Izzard County-Baxter County line. Also found was ammunition, knives, and electronic equipment that had been stolen from the Thompson residence. Sheriff Lawrence said that persons of interest have been identified, and the investigation is continuing. Former Arkansas Razorback quarterback Matt Jones has completed his stint in Washington County in Northwest Arkansas's drug court. Jones was arrested last year on suspicion of cocaine possession, and as part of a plea agreement, was ordered to participate in NFL-sponsored substance abuse counseling and to undergo random drug testing through the end of the football season. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the team that Jones was playing with, released him in March. He's hoping to catch on with another team. Governor Mike Beebe and Entergy Arkansas officials are unveiling a new website. They say this will help attract new business prospects to the state. BB and officials with Entergy plan to announce today the creation of that website that firms can use to research information about the state as a possible location for new businesses. A new Northwest Arkansas campus for the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences will open for students for the first time today. Six third-year medical students will study at the Fayetteville campus this year and perform clinical rotations at area hospitals. Another half-dozen third-year students will be added to the campus next year. Independence County authorities have under investigation the burglary of Ollie's Gift Shop on College Street in Batesville. Owner Amanda Kelly said sometime between Wednesday night and Thursday morning of last week, someone entered the business by busting open the French doors. Deputies say about $1,700 in store items were taken, including a laptop computer. Police say the business was left in a mess. Little Rock police have charged a woman with murder for running over her boyfriend with her car. Police say evidence and witness interviews suggest Jaquita Murphy intentionally hit the man. She told police it was an accident. A southern Arkansas cattle farmer says he's running for the Republican nomination to challenge Democratic U.S. Representative Mike Ross next year. Mark Rawson says he plans to run in the 4th Congressional District, representing southern and western Arkansas. Rawson ran for state representative from that district last year and was unsuccessful. And two people from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, are dead after two boats collided on the Current River in the very southeastern part of the state. The Missouri State Water Patrol on Monday identified the victims as an 11-year-old Jerry Mott and 25-year-old Josh Burson. Both were passengers on John boats that collided about 3:30 p.m. Sunday. And that brings you up to date with the latest on the local and regional scene. Gary B.